Okay, we're going to learn over here about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is coming on a Monday. This Monday is Pesach Sheni. Now, I'll tell you the first interesting thing about the first thing. Hanegli Halacha L'Maisa. We know the second called Shabbos HaGadol. What is Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos before Pesach. The first Shabbos HaGadol was the 10th day of Nisan. Why is the 10th day of Nisan significant? That was the day when Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Bikur. You shall take for yourself an animal, you shall tie it to the post of your bed, and you shall inspect it for 4 days and make sure there are no blemishes. Bikur, and the halach is in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim required Bikur Dalid Yom. The animals were set aside 4 days in advance, and they were in a holding cell. And they would be inspected to make sure that there's nothing wrong, the animals are healthy, and they are ready to go on the Mizbech without any issues. So there's a halach of Bikur regarding the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, 4 days in advance, and there is a halach of Bikur regarding the Korban Pesach. So the question is now, let's take a step back. Is there a halach of Bikur, let's say when Mashiach will come, will there be a requirement to inspect your Korban Pesach 4 days in advance? I don't know the answer.
Then or now?
Now. There's no question that let's make believe right now. Make believe right now there's a Beis HaMikdash. So the halach is clear. In the Beis HaMikdash, the animals for the Tamid only. The animals that are offered twice a day, the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Balabayim, require Bikur. They have to be inspected, put aside 4 days in advance. The Mishnah, Masechta Tamid. It tells you the details of how many animals they kept in the holding cell to make sure 4 days in advance. When they brought the very first Korban Pesach, Hashem said, on the 10th day of Nisan, I want you to separate for yourself animals, tie them to your bed, and get them prepared and inspect them for 4 days in advance. And, okay, there are other midrashim that tell us that the reason why we were told to do this is because we wanted to provoke the Egyptians. The Seh was the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. And when they saw every single Jew taking a sheep and tying it to their bedpost, they would ask, what are you doing? And they would say, we're going to slaughter this animal in 4 days from now. And they said, that's my idol. That's my God. How dare you? And they would say, too bad for you. Your God is garbage. Okay, you could imagine what was going on, riots in the streets. Okay, and this was part of the Jewish people showing their mesiras nefesh to Hashem. They were provocative in their behavior. Hashem wanted them to be provocative for 4 days in advance. If I'm not mistaken, there's a din of bikur bizman hazeh. If today there is a Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to Pesach Rishon, it has to be from the Dvar Torah that I'm reading over here from the Sefer Avnei Shayam, it has to be that Bizman Hazeh, where there is a halacha, that when you bring your Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach must be separated 4 days in advance to fulfill this law of Bikur. This halacha appears, from my limited knowledge, to apply it to two cases only, to the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, the communal Korbanos of the Tamid only, and the Korban Pesach. To the best of my knowledge, there is what?
Why should it take 4 days?
Gzeres HaKosef. Why 4 days? I don't know what the significance is. You're asking a very good question. Why 4 days? What's the reason 4 days? Not 2 days, not 5 days. I don't know, but it's a Gzeres HaKosef 4 days in advance. I'm sure everyone here remembers that Slichas, one of the reasons why we have a minimum of 4 days of Slichas, that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Wednesday night, so then we begin Slichas Mitzvah Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But if Slichas falls out on Tuesday night, then we go back an entire week, is because there must be at least 4 days of Slichas. Why 4 days of Slichas? So one of the reasons is because Slichas is, we are the Korban. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Va'asisem, Korban LaHashem, the positive says, you shall make yourself into a Korban. We shall make believe that we are offering ourselves as a sacrifice to Hashem, and thus we need to inspect ourselves 4 days in advance. So one of the reasons why we backtrack 4 days in advance to say Slichos, it's a form of Bikur, of inspection. Just like one inspects a Korban 4 days in advance before it's offered on the Mizbeach, you have to inspect yourself 4 days in advance before you come before Hashem on the Yom HaDin. Now, so this principle of Bikur was done for the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim. It was also done for the Korban Pesach, just like it was done in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when Hashem said, Be'esor l'chodesh hazeh, on the 10th day of this month, you shall take for yourself a sheep and inspect it for 4 days in advance. Here is the dilemma. The dilemma is Pesach Sheni. Let us say a person was Tamei or was B'derech Rechoyka, he was far away, and he was unable to bring his Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishayim. And now the Torah gives him an option, gives him the requirement, in fact, to bring the Pesach Sheni 1 month later. Is he required to engage in the activity of Bikur 4 days in advance? Does he have to take the animal and tie it up to his bed or whatever, put it aside 4 days in advance? If he does have to do this 4 days in advance, you know what that would mean? It would mean tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 10th day of Iyar, is the beginning of Bikur. So when you go to shul tomorrow and they're going to start saying Tachanun, if I were you, I would make a scene. I would make a violent scene in shul. I would start screaming on top of my lungs, get up on a chair and start screaming, what in the world are you people doing over here in shul? You're going to say Tachanun today? Do you know what today is? Today is the first day of Bikur. They're going to look at you like you're from Mars. But tomorrow is the 10th day of Nisan. It's the first day of Bikur. You have to begin to prepare your Korban Pesach Sheni. Question, is that halachically correct? Is there really such a din of Bikur on Pesach Sheni? Do we make a big deal about this? So this is a big debate. There's a lot of these type of things are subject to an enormous amount of debate. This opens up just one of many, many things. Let me just run through some examples and we'll talk about some of them the best that we can as we move along. Another example, all the different laws of Pesach Sheni. When you eat the Pesach Sheni, let's go back to Pesach Rishon. What do we say in the Haggadah? Call me Shloi Omar Shloisha Dvarim Elu BaPesach Lo Yotza Yidei Chayvasai VeElohein Pesach Matzu Mora Pesach Al Shuma V'Chulu Matza Zu Al Shuma and Moriz Al Shuma. Do you have an obligation to recite the Nusach of the Haggadah of Pesach? Matzah, not even the Haggadah, I take that back, just to recite these three paragraphs, to define, to explain the purpose of Pesach, the purpose of Matzah, the purpose of Moror, when you eat your Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is accompanied al Matzahs umirorim yochlu. The Pesach Sheni is accompanied by Matzah Moror. Is there an obligation to recite the explanation for the three items that you're eating? Or maybe that halach applies only to Pesach Rishon. So if you read the Nusach of the Haggadah, it would seem yes, because it says, Kol mi shli omar shloisha dvarim elu ba Pesach. So ba Pesach is a vague term which can mean Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. It would seem from the Nusach of the Haggadah that yes, that's part of the obligations. However, the Rambam has a different Haggadah. The Rambam's Haggadah is a fascinating Haggadah. There are many, many new changes, small little changes in the Nusach of the Rambam's Haggadah. And when you analyze the Nusach very carefully, the takeaway is massive disagreements in the world of Halacha that you can derive from the Rambam's Haggadah. And one of the things the Rambam says, Kol Mishloi Omar Shloisha Dvarim Elu Bilel Tes Vav, on the night of the 15th of Nisan, Lo Yotza Yidei Chayvasa. The Rambam was targeting Pesach Sheni. That was a blow, that was an insult to say that the halacha, the requirement to explain what it's all about applies exclusively to Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni. Let's talk some other. We'll throw out some examples, and we'll talk about some of them to the best that I can. I'll give you another example. When it comes to the Korban Pesach Rishon, we all know the halach is the Pesach is nechal al hasoida. Korban Pesach, it has to be eaten when you are full, when you're satisfied. How are you satisfied? What do you do to be satisfied? So Chazal said that you bring a carbon chagiga. You bring the carbon chagiga and you eat the carbon chagiga until you're almost full, until the tank is 90% full. Okay, when you fill up your tank, how far do you go when you fill up your tank of gasoline? You fill it up all the way? Well, most people go all the way. Some people even go, they top it off. They go even too, they fill it up even more than all the way, even though, and they violate the warning that it says they're on the sign. When you fill up your gas tank, don't top it up. It's dangerous. But you fill it up to the top. When you, the beichel, the stomach is the tank. And when you eat the carbon pesach, you have to fill up your tank. Eat. What are you going to eat? The carbon chagiga. And you eat the chagiga until your stomach is 90%. And then you eat the carbon pesach, the last 10%, or whatever it's going to be. It shouldn't really fill up to 100%. Whatever you do, you fill the last 10% is the carbon pesach. And that in halacha is called nechal al hasoiva. It's eaten in a state of satiation. Satisfaction, I'm not sure what the right word is. Nechal v'chalta v'savota. Nechal al hasoiva. You shall be fully satisfied or satiated from what you've eaten. You top off your meal with eating the Korban Pesach. Does that halacha apply Pesach Sheni? When you eat the Pesach Sheni, can you just eat, you know, your tank is empty, and you sit down, you eat the Pesach Sheni, and when you're finished, your tank is 30% full. And that's it. You go to sleep. Like the doctors tell you, you should go to sleep on an empty stomach, not on a full stomach. Is that the way it goes or not? This is subject to a debate, and we'll come back to that in one moment. And I'll show you something very, very interesting. That's something that I wish you found a very nice idea. We'll come back to that in a few moments. Let's, another idea, another big dilemma. We spoke about explaining the reason for Pesach Matzah Maror. What about the Haggadah? Is there an obligation to recite Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? When you eat the Pesach Sheni, do you start? Ma nishtana leila zeh, mikol halilois. She'elu usashuva, question, answer. Do you sit down with your family? Let's say your children all ate the Karm Pesach, Rishon. Now you're all alone. Do you tell them, listen, if dad is eating the Karm Pesach, you better come to dinner with me. I need someone to ask the ma nishtana. To ask the ma nishtana. You may have to change the ma nishtana a little bit because the situation may be a little bit different. What? Oh, so you know, you say, here's the point. So Lieberfiend, did I pronounce your name right? Leader friend. I'm so sorry. It's the worst thing is not to pronounce someone's name correctly. Leader friend. He, Baruch Hashem, he's here in the room for the last few days. And he asked the question that you're allowed to eat chametz at the Seder of Pesach Sheni. I believe that's not. That's not 100% accurate. You're allowed to possess in your home chametz. You don't have to kasher the kitchen. You can possess, but at the Seder table itself, you're not allowed to have chametz. The Pesach can only be eaten with matzah. No chametz allowed on the table. The table has to be clean, but your bayis can be full of chametz. So you can ask the question, Shebechol halelois anu echlim chametz u'matzah, halayla hazeh kuloi matzah. Okay, there's no chametz on the Seder table of Pesach Sheni. Do you ask the man Nishtana, and do you say avodim hayinu, do you relate all the whole story? Next question, do you recite Hallel? All of these things are big, big, major, massive topics, and in Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, and this one and that one, and the Rashi, and the list is, the sugya of Pesach Sheni is a very, very big sugya. Every little dimension of the Seder and the Pesach Sheni is subject to dispute, and it turns into a very, very complicated concept. What exactly is going on here? What is this Pesach Sheni all about? Pesach Sheni, by the way, was never meant to be. If the people who were Tanaim and Rechaikim would have kept their now shut, there would never be a Pesach Sheni. It's only because they came along and they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Nigara, why should we be denied the experience? And Hashem said, okay, you can have it. So it's so interesting, when Hashem says you can have Pesach Sheni, the amount of disagreement amongst the Rishonim as exactly what are the laws of Pesach Sheni is so vast and so massive. Do you, there are basically three, let's bring up the Haggadah. Do you have Dalek Hoseis? Do you have four cups of wine by Pesach Sheni? The Pasha says, no, you do not. That appears to be the mainstream opinion, you do not. Do you say the Haggadah? That's a big machlokes. Do you say Hallel? That's a big machlokes. Hallel and Haggadah is not the same thing. Okay, Hallel is you say Hallel, and then there's the Haggadah. Is it done in the form of question and answer? Sheilu Shuva? No, I don't think we want to talk about that. Is it Nechal al HaSoiva? Do you have to have the Chagiga beforehand? What other questions? Okay, with Bikur, the animal itself, does it need to be inspected 4 days in advance, like the Korban Pesach? Every single one of these issues is subject to a massive machlokes rishonim. And why is it so vague? Why is it so vague? You know why it's so vague? It's because how did Pesach Sheni come about? See, everything else in Shulchan Aruch is not as vague. I know everything, we have a lot of dilemmas and questions and a lot of lumness, but to a degree, I mean, things, we try the most that we can to standardize and follow the basic halacha. You know why? Because everything in Shulchan Aruch was given to us by Hashem in the Torah. These are the rules. Follow the rules. This is what you're supposed to do. Zehu. Follow the rules. So, but Pesach Sheni, there's no Pesach Sheni in the Torah. How did that come about? You know what came about? The people who felt that their voices were not heard. I don't know how you want to say it. They felt they lost out. Lama Nigora! Why should we be denied this wonderful opportunity? So Hashem said, okay, you want it, you got it. It was initiated by us because we wanted. Now, Hashem only gave us what we wanted. What we didn't ask for, we did not get. So it says, Vayiyu Anoshim. Who were these Anoshim? So it says in the Pasuk, there were two people. There was Elazar, who were the two people? I forgot who it was. The Gemara mentions two specific people, but the Pashto says that there wasn't two people, there were many people.
You're starting to fade.
I'm starting to fade? The microphone? And the microphone is not on me. That's why. Because I don't have it. I'm sorry, I didn't put on the microphone. That's why. I forgot to put the microphone back on when I went out for coffee. Now, is it better now? Okay. Lama Nigora. Why is there Pesach Sheni? Vayihyu Anoshim Asher Hoyu Tmeim LeNefesh Adam. Who are these people? So the Gemara mentions two of the people. But I think the Pashas is there was more than two people. There had to be people that were carrying the coffin of Yosef. People died. There were situations. And they all participated. They all signed the petition. There was an online petition to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone got a WhatsApp text, signed the petition online, and Hashem says, you want it, you got it. There's no doubt that everyone had a different agenda. Just like no two people look alike, no two people think alike. When the people came forward and collectively said to Moshe Rabbeinu, say to Hashem, Lama Nigora. There were some people that really wanted the experience of Bikur. What is Pesach without selecting your animal and tying it to your bed and waiting 4 days? That's part of the excitement. You wake up in the morning and you have a living alarm clock to wake you up, tie it to your bed. Okay, for some people, no. I don't want an animal in my bedroom. I want Pesach, but I'm moichel the bikur. My wife doesn't really appreciate the bikur. So you know what? When I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Nigora, I'm not an animal lover. We don't have pets here in the house. So when I said Lama Nigora, I like matzah, but I don't like animals. So that was not part of my Lama Nigora. Some people, the whole Hanah of Pesach is to say Hallel. They have a beautiful voice. They enjoy giving shiurim versus shpachos. Some people, the whole hanah, sitting around the table and having their children stand on the table and showing them the book, what they learned in yeshiva, and saying the manishtana, and having frogs, plastic frogs, thrown around the table. To each his own. Every person, when they came together collectively and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo monigora, you can be certain, everyone had a different agenda. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, you could have Pesach, Pesach Sheni. So this is why it's so complicated. When the Torah says there's going to be Pesach Sheni and it goes through, it delineates the basic laws, but it leaves a lot out. It leaves a lot out, and there's a lot, you know, we have drashos in the Gemara, but when the day is over, it is so confusing. I have here a whole sefer. I mean, every single element, I'll show you that you can go mikotze lakotze. Why? Everything else in Shulchan Aruch is pretty straightforward. You know what the answer is? Because everything else in Shulchan Aruch was given to Klal Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So we may not fully grasp what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, but Hashem wants one standard. But when we are the one who initiated, by saying Lama Nigara, we have made quite a bit of trouble for ourselves because we don't even know what we want. Everyone has a different agenda. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us permission and granted us a request, that is why we find such diversity in what exactly are the parameters of the halacha. Okay, now let's give one interesting thing which is very popular. There are a lot of very basic and popular things. Let's just write one basic thing as a segue to something that's a little more esoteric, which I think we could make a whole issue out of, a whole shir out of. And that is, The basic issue is Bizman Hazeh. Okay, Bizman Hazeh, is it possible, right now, Pesach Rishon has passed. It's over. No one that I know has offered this year a Korban Pesach. Maybe there's some people here in secret that disguised themselves, they went to Yerushalayim Pesach, and they went to the Har Bayis, and I don't know what they did there. Excuse me. And they know where the Mokim HaMikdash is, but I don't think anyone here did that. No one bought a Pesach Rishon. What's going to be, Rabbi Yisai, if today Mashiach will come? Eliyahu Hanavi will come and reveal Melech HaMashiach. And very quickly we can put together some smart people. They'll put up a structure that will be halachically valid on the Har Bayis to offer a korban. We can do it, it's possible to do. 1, 2, 3, we can set up a basic temporary structure that would fulfill the requirements of what is needed, a skeleton of what is needed to offer a Korban Pesach. We'll have some Bidei Kahuna, Tumah Hudra B'Tzibur, okay, it can be done. Question, will there be an obligation this year to bring a Pesach Sheni? Because we didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, and the Torah says, if you don't bring a Pesach Rishon, because you're Tomei or you're Rochik, so you bring a Pesach Sheni. So from the Bavli, the Talmud Bavli, it is mashma, absolutely not. No. Under no condition.
Right.
And we spoke about this in the last 2 days, whatever last was, is that,
this, yes.
Spoke about this, is that according to the Talmud Bavli, the only way you can bring a Pesach Sheni is if there is a Pesach Rishon.
Right.
If the majority, if 51% of the Jewish people have offered a Pesach Rishon, the majority of Klal Yisrael, that opens up the possibility for the people of the 49% who did not bring the Pesach Rishon can now bring the Pesach Sheni. But if the majority of the Jewish people did not bring a Pesach Rishon, there is no such thing as a Pesach Sheni.
Next
year. Sheni means two. There's only a two if there's a one. You can't skip, right? One, then goes two. If there's no one, there's no two. You can't have a Pesach Sheni if you don't have a Pesach Rishon. That is the basic understanding of the Talmud Bavli, which makes everything moot because there's no way in the world we can bring this year a Korban Pesach Sheni according to the Bavli because there was no Pesach Rishon. What about the Talmud Yerushalmi? So there is a dispute in the Talmud Yerushalmi. There is the Chachamim, who say absolutely not. and what it says in Talmud Yerushalmi perfectly parallels what it says in the Bavli. But in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechta Pesachim, there is a minority opinion. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He learns from Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we'll maybe discuss in a few moments. And he learns tremendous Chiddush that doesn't make a difference. He has a drasha, special drasha, not at this moment the drasha, but it's clear as day that Rabbi Yehuda in the Talmud Yerushalmi is of the opinion that even if the vast majority of the Jewish people did not bring a Pesach Rishon, they can still bring a Pesach Sheni, which would have the consequence, the ramification, that if Mashiach will come today, then this Monday, the entire Klal Yisrael, according to the opinion of Yehuda, will have an opportunity. If they get their act together and get the animals ready and do what they need to do, it's going to be a very tough situation to get it done right away. They can technically bring a Pesach Sheni. He's also from the Yerushalmi, Chizkiyahu HaMelech also. It's a Yerushalmi. The thing is, all of the later day commentators, they all say pretty much, listen, the Yerushalmi is not mainstream halacha. We don't generally follow Yerushalmi. Number two, even in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda is a das yochid. He is an individual. The Rabbanon, who are the majority, disagree. So when you combine together that in the Bavli, the Talmud Bavli, Ravina and Rav Ashi didn't even bother. It wasn't worth their effort to even mention such an opinion. That's quite a statement in and of itself. And even in the Yerushalmi, that did go through the effort to mention the opinion, also mentioned the majority opinion of the Rabbanon that say absolutely not. So it's a given that we do not accept him this lahalacha. There's a given that this is rejected. Okay, that's the mainstream approach. However, you'll be shocked to learn that not everyone is so enamored with what I just told you. I think the minchas chinuch, maybe even the minchas chinuch. I don't have all the details here for you because I'm very limited in what I can understand and memorize. But there are some major league Poiskim who embrace Rabbi Yehuda. And they say, no. Mashiach comes today. Don't confuse me with the facts. There's someone called Rabbi Yehuda. He's my man. He's my man. I have my eye on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, hayin noisen bohem simonim. That's sachadash rachav, right? He's a good guy. We're going to go with him. Mashiach comes today, we're going to bring the Karban Pesach Sheni. Even though he's a Das Yochid, even though he's not in the Bavli, good enough for me. Good enough for me. I'm not so religious. Good enough for me. Now, some want to go even further and say that the Tana who wrote the Haggadah, this is a very famous part I'm telling you, the Tana who wrote the Haggadah, who wrote the Haggadah? No one knows for sure. There is a legend. This cannot be proven in any shape or form. The legend is that Eliyahu HaNavi wrote the Haggadah. So whoever wrote the Haggadah, Eliyahu HaNavi wrote the Haggadah, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Because when it comes to the mitzvah of Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel, when we commemorate the custom of Hillel that he would eat Koirech, Pesach, Umatzo, Umoror, V'Oichel B'Yachad, L'Kayim HaShenemar, Al Matzois umirorim yochluhu. Question: why did the Baal Haggadah cite the pasuk of Al Matzois umirorim yochluhu? I don't remember what it says. Whatever it says, that pasuk is from Pesach Sheni. There's another pasuk that says umatza al mirorim yochluhu by Pesach Rishon. If you're sitting at the Seder on the night of Leil Tesvav, don't you think you should say the Pasuk of the day of that when you eat Matzah Umor B'yachar L'kayim HaShenemar Umatzah Al Merorim Yochlu, not The other pasuk, the pasuk that we cite is the pasuk from Pesach Shem. The pasuk that we cite in the Haggadah is the Pesach Shem. So the Darshanim, you'll find this in every Haggadah, they'll answer you, you know why we say this pasuk? You know why? Because the Baal Haggadah is really, he really wants to get our blood pressure all the way up. He wants to say to us, what you think, you don't pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. You think that we go like the Chachamim, like the Bavli, and the Chachamim and the Yerushalmi, that in case, if you're sitting by the Pesach Seder, this Pesach, did you have a Korban Pesach on the table? You didn't. There was no Korban Pesach. So, you're done. You're done. You lost out. The next chance will be next year. See you later. Gone. A whole year. No. You still got a chance. In 1 month from now, you can still bring the Pesach Sheni and eat Matzah Morar. So to remind you, a polite reminder that it's not too late to fulfill Zecher LeMikdash. If you're holding now the night of Pesach and there's no Beis HaMikdash, all hope is not lost. There'll be a Pesach Sheni. So let me put you in the right frame of mind by citing the Pasuk from Pesach Sheni, not from Pesach Rishon. Why? Because the Baal Haggadah holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's interesting that it's the same Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not mistaken, that says, maybe I'm wrong, saying that says, when it comes to the Simonim, Rabbi Yehuda, we're giving legitimacy to Rabbi Yehuda, we're elevating him, we're putting him front and center. You know why we're putting him front and center by saying that Tzach Hadash B'Achav? Because we want to elevate him, to give him status, so we should accept his psak halacha, so that we can follow him against the majority to bring this year Pesach Sheni. So the Baal Haggadah, he cites Rabbi Yehuda in the Haggadah, plus he mentions the pasuk of Pesach Sheni, so maybe we can still do it this year. That is what the Darshanim say.
Rashi, excuse me, my phone overheated and it cut me out. Literally, I don't know why that ever happened, but he says it's it's not tashlumim, because what happens, what's the halacha for a ger after they had the original Pesach?
The bar mitzvah boy.
They were, it says in Parashas forward, they were Megayer.
In between.
But what happens? They have to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. So obviously it's not tashlumim, it's a separate mitzvah. Pesach Sheni is a mitzvah by itself. It's not considered tashlumim for the ger. Otherwise, they would be, if you're not Chayav Pesach Rishon, you're not Chayav Pesach Sheni if it's Tashlumim. But since a Ger does, that's a Gleimus.
Right, but this...
If a Ger has to do it, it's not Tashlumim, it's a separate mitzvah.
Okay, but there's an issue. What is the issue with that? That's only because Klal Yisrael has offered the Pesach Rishon.
Right, yeah. You know, well, you're right. But in other words, that's the problem with the drasha from Rabbi Yehuda. But nevertheless, that's his.
Okay, that, this is a technical issue of the drasha.
What you're saying is why the Chachamim say no.
It's
Reb Nosson in the Yerushalmi who says no. That's who he's arguing with.
With Reb Nosson.
Reb Nosson, yeah.
Okay, so I think also, they also mentioned the Chachamim also. Okay.
But he mentioned Reb
Nosson. Okay, so now.
But your rationale is why the halacha is not so. But Rabbi Yehuda, that's the reason for his svarah.
Now let's find an answer to the opposition. A lot of the svarim that I've come across doesn't mean anything. I don't spend whatever. Seem to downplay this drush very much. I've seen very often people quote this drush. The reason why we say Matzah, Pesach Sheni, maybe we Pesach Sheni. Today it's very popular in a lot of the Sfarim to say, I don't like that drush. That's not correct. That's a type of drush that is Shaloi Kehalocha. You're going to find very often in the Haggadahs today, they're going to cite this beautiful drush, this drush of why we make mention of the Pasuk in Pesach Sheni for one reason only, to knock it down and say, here's a good example of people, darshanim, who get into the world of drush and they don't know what they're talking about, because what they're saying over here is 100% incorrect. Because the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is there is no Pesach Sheni. There's no Pesach Rishon. There's no Pesach Sheni. So don't go tell me, oh, it says al matzah is surim yachlu because you want to. That's not a way to learn Torah. Don't go darshan things in the Haggadah that are shaloi ke halacha. Now, you know, that's very nice, but you got to answer the question then. A lot of these svarim that cite this drasha just to knock it down and to tell you it's wrong because that's not the halacha and you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be telling me drush that shaloi kedin, and you should, if you don't know what the real reason is, just don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut. Wouldn't it be a good idea to at least tell me the correct, the real answer then? If you are correct that's not the halacha, it's a very good kasha. Why then are we quoting from Pesach Sheni? So I saw something very nice, which answers the question, and it's very relevant, because what it does is it opens up, it answers another question, another dilemma. Our other dilemma that we asked a very important question. All of this halachas, everything is a big subject of debate. All of the laws that apply to Pesach Rishon, to what degree do they apply to Pesach Sheni? Halal, Haggadah, Kol Mishlo, Yom HaShloish, Shadrom Eilu Pesach Loyostich Avasai. When it comes to what we say, Bigor. And what other thing? What other example did we give? The other example that we gave was Nechal Al Hasoiva. When you eat the Karban Pesach, is it a requirement that it should be the Afikoyman? Afikoyman literally means dessert. The Pesach is the dessert. There's no dessert after the Karban Pesach. The animal, the meat, that's the last thing that you eat at the Seder, so you should remain with the flavor of Pesach for as long as you can. It's the last thing that you eat. And because it's the last thing that you eat, what do you eat before? You have to build up your appetite. You have to eat the Karban Chagiga, so that when you eat the Karban Pesach, it's going to be the last thing. It's going to be Nechal Al HaSoiva. So we ask the question, that does that halacha apply to Pesach Sheni? Does it have to be the last thing? Or maybe you could have Pesach Sheni, and after Pesach Sheni, let's go out to a restaurant and have something else to eat. Let's go and have other food. Does that halacha apply? So someone argue that it does not apply. Okay, we're going over here in a whole circle. It does not apply. Nowhere does it say you bring a chagiga, that it shall be nechal ala soiva. Nowhere does it say there should be any remez of ala, of, no, I'm sorry, what did I just say? Just the opposite, I'm sorry. Let us work with the premise. Okay, I'm missing some of the details, but let's just talk in generalities. Let's work with the premise that it does apply. It's a big machlokes rishonim if it does or does not, but let's assume now for the few moments that it does apply. Okay, it applies, very good. How do I do it? Tell me how to do it. So what are you gonna say? Well, how do you do it on Pesach? Oh, on Pesach, it's very easy. On Pesach, you bring a Karban Chagiga. That's there are drushes for this. I don't know all the pratim. We have to just talk in generalities, but this is accepted. The way you do it on Pesach Rishon is you first eat a Karban Chagiga. You eat Besar Kodoshim. And that Karban Chagiga has significance. That a Karban that is miyuchud for Pesach on Yudalid, after the 14th day after Chatzos, it's already Yom Tov. And if it's already Yom Tov, the animal that you slaughter is a Chagiga. It's part of the festival. There is one thing is certain, beyond a shadow of a doubt, according to all opinions, less man the Polit, there is no such thing as a requirement to bring a Karban Chagiga on Pesach Sheni. There's no Oilas Re'ia, there's no Aliyah L'Regel, there's no Chagiga, there's no Oila. That, there is no one that disagrees with that halacha. There is no Chagiga, period. Nothing to talk about. So the way we got satisfied on Pesach Rishon, ordinarily, there are different ways to do this. The Gemara talks about like this year, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yes B'Shabos, you don't have a chagiga either, because then you have a different technique. But let's put that aside for the moment. The ordinary way of filling up your stomach before you eat the Karban Pesach is eat chagiga. But Pesach Sheni, there's no chagiga. So what are you going to do?
So the Poskim say there's another solution. You know what the solution is? The Pasuk told you what to do. Now, after we do, I have to find the Pasuk in one moment and explain how they learn on the Pasuk. The way you do it is first eat a lot of matzah and maror. Fill up your stomach. Fill up your stomach with matzah and maror. Your tank is 90% full. And now eat the Korban Pesach. Now, notice on Pesach, the order. Pesach, everything is about Seder. The Seder Pesach, the little Seder. Seder, Seder, Seder. Call me Sheloy Omar Sheloysha Devarim Eluba Pesach Lo Yotza Yidei Choyvosoy. Right, that's our Nusach. Remember I told you the Rambam? We're going to come to the Rambam in one moment. It's going to be a whole Chagad here. Call me Shloy Omar BePesach Shloysha Devarim Elu Lo Yotza Yidei Choyvosoy Ve'Elu Heim. Pesach, Matzah, Morar. Don't ignore the Seder. If the night of Lil Pesach is all about Seder, and the Baal Haggadah put these three elements in order, it's Pesach first, then comes Matzah, and then comes Morar. The Seder is important here. That's the order. You come to the night of the Seder, you eat first the Korban Pesach. Baruch atah Hashem, lo kedem elok olam asher, kedoshon b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu al achilas Pesach. And then you eat your kezayis of the Pesach. And then you eat matzah. Baruch atah Hashem, lo kedem elok olam asher, kedoshon b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu al achilas matzah. And then you eat the maror. Oh, but it's supposed to be the afikoyman, right? Isn't that what you tell the chacham? Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoyman. You finish off with more Pesach. But you start off eating Pesach. It says this. This is what it says in the Haggadah. I'm not making this up. It says in the Haggadah. Pesach, matzah, moror. First Pesach, then is matzah, then is moror. Oh, but it says, ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikam. The last thing is Pesach. So there's no other way to understand this. And that is, you have to go back at the end and eat Pesach again. Now, what is the shiurim? It doesn't say you need another shiur, another kezayis. Basically, you have to start with Pesach. That's the ikar. Hashem, Pesach Hashem ala Pesach. The yomtiv is called the Shema Karbon. The Karbon is more choshev than the matzah. The Karbon is kodesh. The matzah is not kodesh. Just because the matzah is the mitzvah hayoyim, but the Pesach is also the mitzvah sayyam, and the Pesach has sanctity. It's Devarim Pshutim. The Pesach has to come first.
How do you start a meal without the motzi?
Without the motzi? So Michal is asking a good question, so maybe this is an exception. Maybe you have to, yes, a very good question. Normally you eat bread first, the brachas, Hilchas brachas. No, we make Kiddush, Shlel Sha'alel, we start with the Yayin, Bar Pri Hagafen. You ask me a really good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer because you're going to have to make a shakal also. If you're going to eat, just like if you're going to eat the Pesach before you eat the matzah, that means you didn't wash it. So that means it has to be that you're going to make a shakal. Baruch atah Hashem, lokeinu melech olam shakal niyeh bedvaroi. Baruch atah Hashem, lokeinu melech olam asher kibashon b'mitzvosanu al achilas Pesach. And then you're going to wash. Maybe not, because you probably have to wash. You don't have to wash for eating Pesach because he keeps kachim. And then you're gonna eat the hamotzi. Bracha shenitzricha. You're asking really, really good questions. I don't know the answer, but let's not ignore the fact that it says in the Haggadah, Pesach matzah maror.
How literal do you want to be? I mean,
I'm assuming we're very little because it's Seder. The night of the Pesach is the night of the Seder. So everything that you do in the Haggadah has to be l'fi Seder. I hear what you're saying, but it has to be like that. I don't know. You're guessing good questions. And then you're going to have to go back and eat more Pesach, that it should be the very last thing. And the truth is, before you eat the Korban Pesach, you're having something else to eat. You're having the Chagigah. Well, maybe not. Maybe after you eat the matzah and the mar, maybe then you eat the more Chagigah, then somewhere in the middle you eat Chagigah, and then you have to finish off with Pesach. It's confusing. I really don't know. I don't know the answers. But Let's just look at the basic skeleton of what's going on here. Pesach, Matzah, Morah. First comes Pesach, then Matzah, then Morah. Somewhere in the middle, you're going to have to eat. You're going to have to eat a chagiga somewhere to fill up your stomach. Now, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, there is no chagiga. There is no chagiga. So there is nothing else to satisfy you so that when you eat the Pesach, you should be satisfied. There's nothing else. There is no chagiga. Pesach Rishon, somewhere...
Matzah Morah.
Oh, so you're saying now... Oh, so you gave the answer. You gave the solution. The solution is that since we don't have chagiga... Let's take a step back just to make it clear. Pesach Rishon, there are a lot of things that have to happen. I don't have for you a precise order in how it's going to be done. But during the Seder, you're going to have to eat Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. And it's going to have to be eaten in that order to a degree, because that's what it says in Haggadah. And somewhere during that meal, you're going to have to eat Chagiga to make sure that when the Pesach is being eaten, it's Nechal al Hasoiva. And then at the very end, you're also going to have to eat again, I guess, the Afikoyim and more Pesach to be the very end. How you put that in order, I don't know, but that's what's going to happen one way or another. There's going to be a Chagiga there that's going to help you fill up your stomach so that you can then do the proper order Pesach, Matzah, Morah. Pesach Sheni, there's no Chagiga. So how then are you going to fill up your stomach so the Pesach Sheni will be Nechal al Hasoiva? You're going to tell me that you're going to bring a carbon Shlomim? Doesn't say that anywhere. To bring another carbon? So the Poskim say, he writes over here, we have to tell you all the names of the people who are saying all these ideas. The only solution is to eat matzah and morah. A lot of matzah and morah. So that when you eat the Pesach Sheni will be nechal al hasoiva, which means Pesach Sheni, you're going to have to change the order. It's going to be first matzah, then morah, and then Pesach. Because the matzah and the morah will be what will fill up your belly so that the Pesach will be al hasoiva as a substitute for the chagiga that was eaten on Pesach Rishon. And this, the Poskim learn, here's where we're coming to our point, is why the psukim of Koirech, of eating it together, is different by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni to reflect the absence of the Chagiga that's going to help you fill up your stomach. What does it say by Pesach Rishon? Let me turn to the page where we have the Psukim, the difference between Pesach Rishon Nechal al Hasoiva. Okay, I should have put it better here. Here it is, okay. It says, by Pesach Rishon, it says, Umatzois al mirorim yochluhu. Okay, that's the pasuk by Pesach Rishon that we do not say. What do we not say? Umatzois shall be eaten al mirorim yochluhu. And by Pesach Sheni, it says, I'm sorry, that's the pasuk Pesach Sheni. What am I saying? That's Pesach Sheni. That's Pesach Sheni. And by Pesach Rishon, let me find the pasuk. What does it say by Pesach Rishon? It says, Al Matzois. Here we go.
Yeah, it's Liesh Matzos, Al Moro Rim
Yochlu. So by Pesach Rishon, it says,
Liesh Matzos.
Sliesh umatzois al mirorim yochlu. That's what it says by Pesach Rishon. By Pesach Sheni it says Sheni al matzois umirorim yochlu. Where is the word al? There are two differences. Does the word al come before the word matzois, and does the word matzois have a vav umatzois?
So by Pesach Sheni, it says, Al, you eat the Korban Pesach, Al Matzois Umirorim. You know why? The connotation of this pasuk, this sentence structure, means the Pesach is going to be eaten afterwards. You're going to eat the Pesach, Al. Al is a very hard word to translate, and it always changes in definition based on the context. And here it means you're eating the Pesach Sheni after you've already filled up your stomach with the matzois and the maror. The Pesach Sheni is being eaten al. The connotation is after you already put there in your stomach a foundation of matzois umirorim. But by Pesach Rishon, what does it say? It says, U-matzois al mirorim yochluhu. The fact that the word al comes after the word matzois, and the word u-matzois has a vav after it makes mention of the Pesach, the connotation is Pesach first. And after you eat the Pesach, u-matzois, then you eat the matzois, al mirorim, together with moror, you shall eat it. It's a very small difference, but when you think about it and you read the Pesukim very carefully, there's a world of a difference in the order. Pesach Rishon, first eat the Pesach. That's the main thing. That's what the holiday is all about. Then I'm giving you another mitzvah to eat matzah. U-matzois. And also eat the matzois, second. Al-mirorim with number three, the moror. Oh, but the Pesach needs to be eaten ala soiva. We've got you covered. I gave you a chagigah. Eat that first. That already goes without saying. But Pesach Sheni, it's a work day. It's a regular work day. No one's eating chagigah. You're on a diet. Pesach Sheni. Oh, but it needs to be eaten ala soiva. We got you covered. Change the order. First, eat the matzah. And the moror, the pasuk says, eat the Pesach. We change the order of the words, which creates a whole new translation. Al matzos umirum. There's no vav umatzos. Al matzos umirum yochlu. That the matzah and the moror is going to be the hakdama, the introduction, so that now when you're eating the Pesach, you're eating the Pesach ala soiva from the matzah and the moror, because there is no chagigah on Pesach Sheni. That's why there's a change in order. Now, we have an incredible things come out from all this. Number one, what was the question? We started off with the Haggadah. Rabbi Yehuda, we're pledging allegiance to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is our savior. He is our king, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Hoya Noisim Hem Simonim. And then we come to Korech. And Korech, the Baal Haggadah, did something that is outrageously criminal. He has insulted the Haggadah. He has insulted all of us by citing a pasuk from Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon. What in the world did the Baal Haggadah do here? So all of the Darshanim come along and they say, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, to new kavod, Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to bring the Pesach Sheni this year. So what of all the Litvaks, all of the Misnagdim, the Briskas, all the Briska people with the thick payas? Shaloika halacha. This is shaloika halacha. This is drush, corrupt drush. Take the Haggadah that says this, arise from the Beis Medrash. Corrupt drush to say such a dvart. So I say, so you want to take the Haggadah off the table? So what's takot pshat in the Haggadah then? If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda, we don't accept la halacha, so why then did the Baal Haggadah cite the pasuk Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon? Brilliant. You know what the answer is? Because tonight on Pesach Rishon, do you have in front of you a chagigah? You have a chagigah in front of you today, sir? Where's your chagigah today? No chagigah today, because I'm galus. So when you're going to eat, so what's the Pesach? Oh, zecher, the afikoy, when we eat the matzah is a zecher for the Pesach. for the Korban Pesach. Okay, very good. So the matzah bizman hazeh, we took kezeisim of matzah bizman hazeh. Right? We took kezeisim. We the kezeis of matzah, the shei mitzvah asachilas matzah. And then we have tzofoin, noch a kezeis. A kezeis zecher le Korban Pesach. Right, I'm not getting into the five kezeisim. They're really five kezeisim of matzah. But let's forget about that for now. Let's be very balabatish. There are two kezeisim of matzah. Let's just focus on the basics. You're supposed to eat Pesach two kezeisim of matzah. There's one matzah, the mitzvah de'oraisa of achilas matzah. And at the end of the Haggadah, you eat another kezeis of matzah. It's tzofain zecher for the Korban Pesach. Oh, really? So this is your fantasy. Zecher for the Korban Pesach. That means that the kezayis that you're going to eat by tzofain has to be nechal al hasoiva. It's good. In fact, it's the last thing. It's the dessert of the Seder. Okay. What else did you eat at this meal that filled up your stomach that you can say that when you ate the afikomen, it was nechal al hasoiva? Tell me, what did you eat? Oh, I had a shulchan aruch. No. Don't tell me Shulchan Aruch. That doesn't count. Don't tell me you had a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is not that's poison. What you ate for Shulchan Aruch. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear some religious food. Tell me a religious food, a food that has a, you know, some flavor of spirituality that was a participant in the Nechal al Hasoiva, just like when it was the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a requirement to Nechal HaSoiva, there's no one that's going to tell you to go out to kosher delight, the kosher Pesach, kosher delight that doesn't exist anymore, and go eat a whole meal so that when you eat your Korban Pesach, you Nechal HaSoiva. That's not the way it works. When you can be Nechal HaSoiva, you have to eat a spiritual food. That it should be Nechal HaSoiva. So what was your spiritual food? Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Shoyikam, the Chagiga. And during Pesach Sheni, what was your spiritual food that filled you up, your stomach? It was the matzah and the maror. So tonight at the Seder that you're sitting here in Brooklyn and you're having your Seder on the night of Pesach, and now you come to Tzofoin, which is going to be the Zecher for the Korban Pesach, it has to be Nechal al HaSoiva. That means you have to have eaten something else in advance that is spiritual, that can be viewed as what was the Hakdama to fill up your stomach, so now this will be Nechal HaSoiva. What did you eat? Don't tell me your Shulchan, that doesn't count. I ate matzah and maror. And karpas also. I ate matzah and maror. Oh, you ate matzah and maror. Matzah, maror, and then Zecher LePesach. Ooh, Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel. Which pasuk are we going to cite that truly reflects what you have done the night of Pesach? The pasuk from Pesach Sheni. Because the pasuk of Pesach Sheni presents the three foods in the order of first matzah, maror, and then Pesach. Because on Pesach Sheni there's no chagiga. There's no chagiga. How will be nechal asoiva? It's going to be al matzoitz umirorim. First comes the matzah, the maror, to fill you up. Then comes yochlu, the Korban Pesach. That's exactly what we do on the night of the Seder in Flatbush, in Brooklyn, when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's no chagiga. The only spiritual food on the table that can be used to be Nechal HaSoiva is going to be the matzah and the maror. And then when we come to Tzofoin Zecher LeKorban Pesach, then it will be matzah, maror, and then Pesach. Therefore, what is the appropriate pasuk to cite in the Haggadah? The only appropriate match is Pesach Sheni. And don't confuse me with the facts that it's Pesach Sheni. That's not relevant that pasuk is Pesach Sheni. What's more relevant is to go in order, because it is, after all, the Leil of the Seder. So this drush we've now, not only have I told you that this drush is incorrect lahalacha, because Rabbi Yehuda is a Das Yochid, and he's not cited in the Bavli, and even in Yerushalmi, the Rabbanim disagree. There's a very simple reason why the Baal Haggadah selected the pasuk by Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel Pesach Sheni, is because to take note of this fundamental difference between the order of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, it's
Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Well, how did you eat the Pesach first? Because before I ate the Pesach, I had Chagiga. It was Nechal Allah Soiva. But Pesach Sheni, you don't have the Chagiga. So how are you going to be eating Allah Soiva? It's going to be Matzah, Maror, Pesach. And this difference between the Chagiga and not the Chagiga is reflected in the Shul Mikra. And being that in Golos we do not have a Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we identify Pesach Rishon with the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni. And that is the reason why we quote the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni. It has nothing to do with that Bisman, that if Mashiach will come tomorrow, we're going to bring the Pesach Sheni. Because according to the Rabbanan, according to the Talmud Bavli, there's no such thing as bringing the Pesach Sheni when there's no Pesach Rishon. That's the answer to the question. And now comes the cherry on the top. What are the Rambam say? What do we get involved in this machlokes? Again, machlokes, we have all these dilemmas. So many dilemmas we had about what are the rules of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the differences. One of the dilemmas we had was, do you have to explain? Ba'avur zeh, le'amardi le'b'shosh yishmatzu mor b'nochem lefanecho. Do you have to explain the reason why you eat Pesach, why you eat matzah and eat morah? So I told you, there's a big machlokes Rishonim. And some want to suggest that the Rambam is clearly of the opinion that you do not need to say Rabbi Yosi Aglid L'Choy Omer Kol Mishloy Omer on Pesach Sheni. You know why? Because the Rambam has a different nusach in his Haggadah. And what is the nusach of the Rambam's Haggadah? It is Kol Mishloy Omer Shloisha Dvarim Elu Bilel Tesvav of Nisan Lo Yatsa Yidei Chay Vasei. So we start off today, why in the world did the Rambam change our Nusach by Pesach and say, Belel Tesvav Nisan, Lo Yotzi Dechay Vasei? And the simple answer is because the Rambam is coming to take aim at Pesach Sheni, that the only time you need to explain the reason, articulate the reason why you're doing this, is only Lel Pesach Rishon, Bavur Zeh. Bavur Zeh refers to the event, the moment, the anniversary. Not when you do a Zeichel, whatever you do on Pesach Sheni. Then you don't need to go and elaborate and explain. That's what the Rambam seemingly is coming to say. But now, after this whole Shtikl Torah, it's not true anymore. You know why the Rambam said, Kol Mishle Omar Shloisha Dvarim Elu Bapesa Belel Tesvav Nisan Lo Yotzi Dechay Vasei? It's because of the Seder. Pesach Matzah Moror. But on the Lel of Tesvav Eor, the Rambam would say, Kol Mishle Omar Shloisha Dvarim Elu Bilel Tesvav Eor Lo Yotso Yidei Chayvaso V'Elu Hein Matzah Moror Pesach. Change the order. It's not a riot anymore from the Rambam that the Rambam changed the Nusach of the Haggadah to reflect Bilel Tesvav. The reason why the Rambam had to say that was because the Rambam is in this list of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's mentioning a Seder. Pesach Matzah Moror. This is a very precise Seder. But on the Lel of Tezvav, of Eor, there is no, this is a different Seder. It's a whole different Seder. The Seder is Matzah Moror Pesach. So it should be Nechal Alasoiva. So therefore you have to change the Seder. So therefore the Nusach HaGod, the Rambam was very precise. In on the Lel Tezvav, this is the Seder. But when you make a Seder on the Lel Tesvav of Eor, then if you don't explain it, it can very well be that the Rambam holds that Yitaka not Yoytze, because you have to explain the purpose of eating these three things. But then you have to change the order. Because if there's no Karban Chagiga, how then will you be Nechal Ala Soiva? Only through the other spiritual foods that you're going to partake from, the Matzah and the Maror, to get to the Pesach. So it comes full circle. How all of these things are related. All of these things. So, Sach HaKol, what have we done over here today? Okay, we did over here today, there's a lot more. I think we'll do tomorrow some more things about Pesach and other Inyanim. But, Sach HaKol, to recap in a few moments, what have we in essence done today? There's a massive machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. If Bizman Hazeh, if the Mashiach will come, can we bring the Pesach Sheni? That's the big issue. Mashiach will come today, tomorrow. Before Monday, can we all bring the Pesach Sheni? The Rabban, the Bavli, it's clear as day, no way
Sheni mechlal de'ikor rishon. If there's no Pesach rishon, there's nothing to talk about. There must be the majority of Klal Yisrael bring a Pesach rishon to trigger, to activate the possibility to bring a Pesach sheni. And therefore, it's not possible. There's a Yerushalmi where there's a Rabbi Yehuda, and he says no such thing. Rishon and sheni are not independent one on the other. You can bring the Pesach sheni b'sman hazeh, even though no one in Klal Yisrael brought the Pesach rishon. This is the source for the very popular drush in the Haggadah. When we do Zeichel Lemidosh Kehillel, we quote the Pasuk Pesach Sheni of Pesach Rishon as a bakosha, as a tefillah to Hashem. Halavai we shall still merit to bring the Pesach Sheni. Many of the Baalei Halacha are very disturbed with this drush. They feel this is an example of abusing the koyach drush, to have drush to say things that are shleika halacha. But many of these people are very disturbed. They don't give us an answer as to why talk with the Baal HaGadol and cite, why the Baal HaGadol did not talk a cite, the Pesach Rishon. And we today are giving an answer based upon another unrelated topic. Chakira. We went through many Chakiras. There are a million Chakiras. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. What are the rules? And we explained in Machshava why it's so confusing. Because this mitzvah did not come from Hashem. This mitzvah came from man. Lama Nigara. Hashem, you want, you get. What do you want? Everyone wants something else in this world. Everyone has a different taiva for something else in this world. So therefore, that's why the result is we have so much confusion. Is exactly what the laws are for Pesach Sheni. And one of the big dilemmas is it Nechal al HaSoiva? Yes or no? Machlokes. Those who hold that it is, let's work with the premise, it is Nechal al HaSoiva. How are you going to be satisfied? You're going to go to Kosher Delight? That's not a way to be Nechal al HaSoiva. The understanding of Nechal al HaSoiva is to fill up your stomach with holy food. Nechal HaSoiva does not mean to fill up with junk food. Does not mean to eat, to go to the bakery and fill up with nash and junk food. Nechal HaSoiva means to fill up your keres with holy food. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the holy food was the Karban Pesach, the Chagiga. But Pesach Sheni, there is no holy food. What are you going to eat? Are you obligated to go bring a Karban Shalomim? Maybe, who knows, maybe. But there's a solution. There is holy food. There is matzah and maror. That's the, so the matzah and the maror is the holy food that will be allow you to be eat the Pesach al HaSoiva. That's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. They're both Nechal HaSoiva. What is the item that's going to make it Soiva? And that's the difference in the nuance of the Pasuk. Why it says a Pesach Sheni al matzois u'mirom yochlu versus Pesach Rishon where it says u'matzois al mirom yochlu. The connotation is Pesach Rishon, first the Pesach, then the matzah, then the mor. Pesach Rishon, it's going to be first matzah mor, and then Pesach, so it's Nechal HaSoiva. Now we know the answer as to why when it comes to Pesach Rishon in our Haggadah, if we hold that we do not accept Lahalacha Rabbi Yehuda, we accept the Chacham that there is no Pesach Sheni, why are we still quoting the Pasuk from Pesach Rishon? That's because that Bizman Hazeh, there's no Karban Pesach. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Chagiga. If there's no Chagiga, we need to eat the Karban Pesach. Tzof and Allah Soiva. How we eat Allah Soiva? We eat first matz and maror. That's the food that we eat in Akdama. So that's why we quote the Pasuk from, we still say the Seder. It's interesting. The Seder, the Haggadah, we still reflect the Ikar. It's interesting, it's really a contradiction. I acknowledge that, it's a contradiction. The Baal Haggadah says the Iker, don't forget what it should be, Pesach Matzah Morah. But Halacha L'Maisa, when we actually do a Zecher L'Mikdash, when it's a Zecher L'Mikdash, the order is Matzah Morah and then Pesach. That's why we say, and this also comes to answer the Rambam. The Rambam B'Yetzim holds it does need, when it comes to the other dilemma, do you need to explain the reason? Just because the Rambam changes the Nusach to reflect only Lel Pesach of Nisan, it doesn't mean the Rambam holds that you do not need to do so on Yer. It's just because the Seder cannot have been presented, it's a different Seder. So that's why the Rambam changes the Nusach to reflect that the Seder on Pesach Sheni is going to be different. Okay, that's our pilbul for today. I hope everyone understood this. And
this was a tremendous shiur. What I wanted to add to this, I mean, not add, but explain what the Mefarshim here with the Malbim and the Abarbanel make a point of saying, the drusha that you made is on Kikol Chukosav Chukol Mishpotav, is on the Pesach only. So at the Seder, you have to do what it says in the Chumash by Pesach Rishon. But by Pesach Sheni, only focus on the actual what's pertinent to the Karban Pesach alone,
right.
And not on the side issues of the other things.
Yitzias Mitzrayim.
By Pesach Sheni says, Kechol Mitzvosov, Kechol Mishpatov Yasu Oso, it says, Kechukas HaPesach. Don't focus on the other side issues.
Other issues, right. But that's all part of the level.
That's the word they're hanging on. That's the puppet that they're making the drushes on. All right, that was very good.
Yes, okay. How'd it go last night? How'd it go?
Very well. He didn't call me back, but it went well.
Okay, Baruch Hashem.
What I like, the one thing that it mentions,